With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
It was a very big sigh I heard coming from you, Andrea Simontov, this afternoon. Hey, is that complete and utter yeush despair?
You know, it was not despair. I'm thinking about you in your home studio. Well, guess what? I'm also in my home studio.
Yeah, and it's not quite the same, Andrea, because as you would know better than most, there is a language that happens in studio, a non-verbal language that is equally as important as anything that is said. It's that look of an eye. It's the wave of a hand. It's to get your controller to understand exactly where you're going, where
you're hitting the wrist. Hitting the wrist.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway, good for us. We're doing the best that we can. So, Andrea,
by the way, does your home studio smell like chicken soup? Does your home studio, is there laundry on every sitting surface in your home studio? Just curious.
Not quite. But then again, I don't have 26 grandchildren, so that could alter things somewhat.
Yeah.
You were going to talk to us today about fresh canvas and start painting.
So true.
Yeah. Where are you going with that?
Well, first of all, you know what? This really is, you know, it's not too late. We are still in the throes of the new year. And it's no arm wringing and hand wringing saying, oh, we're done. I just want to tell you, this week, Simon, because we're very close, just between the two of us, yeah. I had a birthday this week, and ooh, there was nowhere to go. You know, I mean, the gift was, it was nice. It was a tree. My hair got caught in the tree. But at the same week, my father, of blessed memory, it was his Yahrzeit, 17 years. And it got me thinking about this canvas idea because I did a little posting on Facebook. If I tell you, I was drowning in all these lovely comments of people who had recollections of my father, said really lovely things about how he had changed their lives. Not a clue. You know, I really had no idea what he had done for this one, for that one. Very loving and very Jewish manner in recollecting his good deeds, following him, you know, lasting way past his stay on this planet. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? The heck? Debates, meetings of the Knesset or whatever you guys have down there, it all disappears. It all evaporates. We are being handed right now this incredible canvas on which to paint the rest of our year and indeed lay the groundwork for our forevers, our happily ever afters, and what we leave behind. And, you know, I was thinking, I came across this great story. The story was brought down by, I believe, Rebbetzin Heller. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Simon. But she was telling the story about how, like, many years ago she was somewhere, or the story was told about somebody in Meir Shearim, and they were sitting down ready for dessert in their sukkah, and they heard mad screaming from the streets, crazy screaming. And they never even got to the dessert, and the father in the house grabbed his gun. It happened to have been a terrorist attack. And he ran out and he ran into the streets to just jump in. He didn't think about what he was doing. Is this really going to be worth it? Maybe the police would be better equipped. Whether or not he would be successful in saving someone, because the fact was that he wasn't. And whether or not that he would return to his family, which he did. He responded because that was what was placed in his path. And he just accessed his courage, his nobility, his compassion, what life is for. And I was thinking, when we're dealing with stuff, we'll drown. If we open up those newspapers, if we listen to the internet, we hear what's going on, we will feel impotent, we will feel lost, we will say, what does this have to do with me? I can't do anything about it. And that's true. There's a lot that we cannot do. But the miracle, Simon, is in our being. And if we take this canvas that we are being given, it's fresh, to start painting from this moment on, and I'll meet you all next Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we be loving, be present, be holding, be kind, be in meaning with those who we love, you know what? All that other stuff doesn't matter. Leave God to the good, to the bigger stuff. They have that joke who said, you know, me as a woman, I take care of nothing. It's my husband who takes care of world problems. He decides when this will be that. I take care of the children and make sure they get out into the world. Be Simon, because that's the miracle and that's what we've been given. And it's not a, what's the word? Help me here, Simon, here. Help me. It's not like you say, well, but the least I could do is pray. The least I could do is give tzedakah. The least I could do is at least I could be a good person. No. The most you can do is give tzedakah. The most you can do is be a good person. The most you can do is smile at somebody who looks different and behaves different and is marginal and marginalized. We're being given it all. It's glorious. And that, by the way, is what Shmini Atzeret is all about. There's no big events, associated with it. We didn't stand at the foot of Sinai on Shmini Atzeret. We didn't receive a Torah, receive the commandments, receive a law, receive a pile of matzah. Our commitment to do and be after all that. We know our prayers have been answered. We know that it's all going to be okay. And that's what it's about. It's very exciting. I can't wait to see your painting, Simon.
I know. I'm struggling with something else, Andrea, and I'm going to involve you in a conversation I was having earlier about the headlines of the Times of Israel today. Two stories, and they're literally one after the other. The one is about a Jewish American poetess. Poet is the new word for it, I believe.
Gluck is her name.
Gluck is her name, who has won a Nobel Prize for poetry, which just makes us all quell with pride, and how incredible is that? And literally the next story underneath that is how the Haredim in America are beating up one of their own, a journalist, for covering their protest against mask wearing and praying together. And I don't know what to do with that, Andrew.
Well, you know what, Simon? You just said the right thing. You don't know what to do with it. You don't have to do anything except be, you know, forgive me for dragging Gandhi into it. It's not a small thing to be the change you want to see in this world, especially if someone else who doesn't know Haredim.
I like that.
If someone who doesn't know Haredim and are confused and lump us all together. I am sure, Simon, I'm going to say this and I put myself out there. I am certain that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Haredim that are equally
horrified
and ashamed. And again, just because somebody's in uniform doesn't mean that they do the chevra, does the team, does the uniform proud. And it's a massive obligation to put on the uniform. All I can do is be fabulous. I can be the poetess of my own life. And you can too. So again, you could sit and say, I know, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so uncomfortable with this. You don't have to fix it. You have to just be the best and start painting. Paint with your life,
Andrea,
paint with your heart,
Simon,
and paint with your soul. Yeah.
You are a wise, wonderful woman. I didn't want to speak to you today. I needed to speak to you today. Thank you so very much. Shabbat shalom to you. Shabbat shalom to your family. Can't wait to chat next week.
Thank you.